السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا بلوناهم كما بلونا أصحاب الجنة إذ أقسموا ليصرمنها مصبحين ولا يستثنون فطاف عليها طائف من ربك وهم نائمون، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: بادروا بالصدقة فإن البلاء لا يتخطأها، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, out of His kindness, has opened up many avenues and has provided man with many opportunities to reach Allah. When the verse of Quran Kareem was revealed, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقَرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا، that who is there who will give a debt to Allah, that Allah will multiply it many fold. There was one Sahabi by the name of Abu Dahda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He comes to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, could I ask you a question?" Nabi alayhi salam said, "Go ahead. What's the question?" "In Allah, Allah is independent." But are you saying that Allah is asking for a loan? Allah is independent. Is Allah asking for a loan? Nabi alayhi salam responded by saying that na'am yuridu ay yudkhilakumul jannata bihi, that indeed you have heard correct. Allah doesn't need the money. Allah is asking for a loan, and through that loan Allah will grant you jannatul firdaus. Allah will grant you jannah. He said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, I make you my witness. I own two gardens. That's all I own. I own two gardens. إحداهما بالعالية والأخرى بالسافلة. One is in a place called عالية and the other is in a place called سافلة. جعلتهما قرضا لله. I give both these gardens on the name of Allah and you give me the assurance of Jannah." Nabi عليه السلام said, "Excellent, but let us do this. اجعل إحداهما لله والأخرى دعها معيشة لك ولعيالك." One you contribute on the name of Allah and the other you keep back as a source of income for yourself, your wife and your children. He said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, if that is what you say, I make you my witness, the better of the two gardens for Allah and the other one for myself. The better of the two gardens for Allah and the other one for myself." Now my brothers, how often doesn't it happen? You know, something that is not good for me and my children and my family, give it to that poor man. Give it in charity. It's that which is not good for me, is it good for Allah? Give from the best of that which you own. So he said, "O Nabi of Allah, the better of the two gardens for Allah and the other one for myself." Nabi alayhi salam then said, "Idhan yajizika Allahu bihil jannah," then definitely Jannat is for you, your wife and your children. He leaves from there very happily, knowing that Allah's Nabi has secured his abode in Jannah. And he comes to this particular vineyard. Open the books of Tafsir. Allahu Akbar. You know, he comes to this vineyard, this particular garden. As was customary amongst the Arabs, his wife was resting in this garden, enjoying the wonderful breeze, birds chirping, children were playing around. And from a distance, he looks at his wife and he sings couplets to his wife. What did he say? Hadaki Rabbi Subul Rashadi ila Sabil il Khairi was Sadadi Baini min al Haiti bil Wadadi Fakad Mada Kardan ila Tanadi Akratuhu Allah ala Atimadi Bittaw ila Mano walartidadi illa Raja adhafi fil Yamadi Fartahili bin Nafsi wal Auladi. Allahu Akbar. What did he tell his wife? He said, "You know how fond and attached I am to this particular garden. I heard that Allah is asking for a loan. I have given this garden as a loan to Allah. In lieu of this garden, Allah would give us a better garden in Jannah. Whatever dates you have, throw it on the ground. Whatever is in the mouth, spit it out." The wife looks at the husband And she responds with poetry that basharakallahu bi khairin wa farajin mithluka adda ma ladayhi wa nasaha qad matta'allahu bihi ayali wa manaha bil ajwati as-sawda wa az-zahwi al-balahi wal 'abdu yas'a wa lahu ma qad qadaha tulul layali wa 'alayhi majtaraha. My brothers, I always say the month of Ramadan is coming. We have not studied the language of Quran. You have barred yourselves from volumes of Islamic knowledge. You have barred yourselves from volumes of Islamic knowledge. Study the language of Quran. Study the language of Quran. That is why you will find in Ramadan that masjid where the huffaz are ya'lamun ta'lamun, the crowd is the biggest. The crowd is the biggest. So we don't understand the message of Quran. My brothers, this Ramadan, make it your goal that I will make a concerted effort to understand and study the language of Quran. Let us all say inshallah. So the wife looks at him and she says, oh my husband, indeed I will stand guarantee on Qiyamah's day that you have discharged the obligation of the wealth and the affluence that Allah has given us. You have given this garden over to the Almighty Allah. I'm absolutely certain Allah would give us a better garden in Jannah. I mean, my brother, you go home and you tell your wife, you know what? My brother is living in a rented home. That property that we own, let me give it to him. We all know what happens. We all know what happens. Hey, that's mine. I mean, that's for me and my kids. Subhanallah. So, nonetheless, Nabi alayhi salam looking at the scene. Husband and wife, they embrace one another. There is an embrace. Nabi alayhi salam looking at his companions, addressing his companions. Kam min ifdin darin li abid dahda. Allah alone knows. Allah alone knows how many vineyards, how many gardens, how many palatial homes Abu Dahda and his family will enjoy in Jannah. So my brothers, one avenue that Allah has given us is generosity on the name of Allah. We become generous in the blessed month of Ramadan. But this should be a practice throughout our lives. Every day of your life, give charity on the name of Allah. In these few minutes that we have, I just want to speak about one aspect. And that is the benefits of giving charity. The hadith I quoted before you, what did the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? Badiru bisadaqa. That hasten in giving charity. Why? فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطَّأُهَا. No calamity, no tragedy will come after charity. What did the Nabi of Allah say? No calamity, no tragedy will come after charity. إِنَّ الصَّدَقَ تُدْفِئُ غَدَبَ الرَّبِّ. Giving charity cools the anger of Allah. وَتَدْفَعُ مِيْتَةَ السُّوءِ. And it safeguards a person from an unpleasant death. You know, my brothers, people speak about insurance and outsurance and cut off the middleman and lower premiums and whatever have you. Wallahi, there's no better way that you could secure yourself and your family than giving charity on the name of Allah. Than giving charity on the name of Allah. The ayah kareema that I had recited before you were verses from Suratul Qalam in the 29 Juz. Allah speaks about an amazing incident. There was an elderly man living on a farm, you know, with his sons. This elderly man had a wonderful practice. Whenever the time came to harvest the crops, he would take a portion of the crops, he would sell it in the market, a portion he would keep for himself and his family, and a third of the crops he would give it on the name of Allah. The old man passed away, the youngsters inherited the estate. They said, from this point onwards, we will do away with this practice of our father. Like they say, nothing for mahala, you come, you pay the price. So one of the brothers said that, no, no, let us not be so merciless. We do not know what was the hidden benefit of the charity that our father was giving. So he says, I am telling you, give the poor the charity. They say, you want to remain behind? We will go early, harvest the crops before the poor people come. And if they want anything of the crops, they must pay the price like everyone else. The Quran speaks about this. فَانْتَلَقُوا وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ. These brothers advance whilst they secretly discuss amongst themselves that we will deprive the poor people of their charity. Allah didn't like this. Allah sent a divine storm. It reduced those gardens to ruins beyond recognition. When those brothers come to this garden and they look around them, What did they say? Inna ladalun. It seems as though we have come to somebody else's farm. That brother who told him, he said, didn't I warn you? We don't know. My brother's the Nabi of Allah. You know, one is to secure yourself in this world. He encourages the businessman. Give charity. One is you have, for example, 1,000 rands, your takings for the day. Or you come with your salary, 5, 10, 20,000 rands. One is to come with the entire money home. But give a little on the name of Allah. I promise you that little that you had given will avert calamities of thousands of rands. And one is to come home with everything. I promise you that money will go from doctors to lawyers to problems to advocates to worries. Pay in advance, store in the bank of Allah, and have your calamities averted and diverted on the name of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. If you open Kanzul Ummal, there are two amazing incidents that have been recorded. That in the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Ibn Asakir has recorded this as well, and various other hadith kitabs. My brothers, these are not fairy tales. That in the time of Isa alayhi salam, there was this evil man who had an evil habit. Whenever a bird would lay an egg, this evil man, and it were a nestling would be born, he would come and he would snatch the nestling in front of the mother. So this bird complained to Allah. فَشَكَ ذَٰلِكَ الطَّيْرُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مَا يَسْنَعُ الرَّجُلُ. This bird complains to Allah. Whenever I lay an egg and a nestling is born, that evil man comes and he snatches the nestling in front of my eyes. Allah Ta'ala inspires the birds. I gave you the reference. إِنْ هُوَ عَاد فَسَأُهْلِكُهُ. If that man ever repeats that action again, I will destroy him instantly. Subsequently, a few months later, the bird lays an egg and two nestlings were born. This evil man got to know about it. فَلَمَّا كَانَ فِي طَرْفِ الْقَرْيَةِ. When he was in that locality, لَقِيَهُ سَائِلْ. A beggar came to him. He said, give me something, I am begging. He took out, فَأَعْطَاهُ رَغِيفَ مِنْ زَادِ. He took out a piece of bread and he gave it to that beggar. And then he then continued. He climbs up the step ladder and he snatches the nestlings in front of the mother. These birds complain to Allah that, Ya Rabbana innaka wa'attana an tuhlikahu in aad waqad aad falam tuhliku. Oh Allah, you had promised if that man ever repeats that action again, you will destroy him instantly. Allah then tells the birds, أَوَلَمْ تَعْلَمَا أَوَلَمْ تَعْلَمَا أَنِّي لَا أَهْلِكُ أَحَدًا يَتَصَدَّقْ بِصَدَقَةِ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. Don't you know, I will never harm nor punish any person who gives charity on a day. Now my brothers, more than often, we perpetrate wrongs. You know, generally when somebody does something wrong, we make a lot of tawbah, which is good. It is meritorious. But coupled with that, after you perpetrate a wrong, don't do it intentionally. But if perchance you perpetrate a wrong, give charity on the name of Allah. What did my Nabi say? مَا مِنْ أَحَدْ يَتَصَدَّقْ بِصَدَقَ إِلَّا حُفِذَ مِنْ أَيَّمُوتَ مِنْ لَدْغَةٍ أَوْ هَدْمَةٍ أَوْ مَوْتٍ بَخْتَ. That person who gives charity on a day, you will be protected from an accident. You will be protected from being bitten by a venomous serpent or animal. And you will be protected from a sudden death. You will be protected from a sudden death. In that same narration it is written that there was one person in the time of Isa alayhi salam who had an evil habit. You know, he used to annoy people. And people became fed up with him. You know, like they say in English, that some people, you know, they bring about positivity wherever they go. And there are some people on the other hand who bring about positivity whenever they go. Some people bring about positivity, you know, he gives off, subhanallah, you know, wherever they go. And some people, whenever they go, good riddance, bad rubbish, as we would say. So this was an evil man. They come to Isa alayhi salam, he's an evil man. Isa alayhi salam, he turns to the Almighty Allah. He said, tomorrow this man will be dead and gone. The next day they come to Isa alayhi salam, and he said that perhaps your curse fell on someone else. This man is still walking around. Isa alayhi salam said, call the man. As he comes before Isa alayhi salam, he was holding something in his hand. Isa alayhi salam told him, throw it down. As he throws it down, it was a bundle of wood. He said, open the bundle.
فَإِذَا فِيهَا حَيَّةٌ سَوْدَى. There was a venomous serpent inside. Isa alayhi salam said, on my command, the serpent was ordered to poison you. But there is some action that you had done that has averted the curse of the Nabi of Allah from you. He said, I've done absolutely nothing. Isa alayhi salam tells him, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا عَمِلْتَ. Think carefully, what have you done? He said, yesterday I was walking on the road. A beggar came to me and he asked me for something. I took out one dirham and I gave it to the beggar. Isa alayhi salam said, because of that one dirham, you have averted the curse of the Nabi of Allah from you. So we don't realize, my brothers, you know when you do good to someone, apart from bringing joy to the next man, it will bring so much of goodness in your life. Just to digress, there is an incident that comes to mind. You know, Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this is what the ulama speak about. One day he walks into a garden and he sees a slave sitting on the floor. And next to him is a dog. And he takes a slice of bread and he breaks it in two, the slave, and he gives half to the dog, and he had eaten the other half. Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was moved. He looked at this man. He said, you are hungry. You know, what motivated you? What prompted you to do what you had done? You could have eaten the slice of bread alone. What did he say? Istahad aynaya min aynayhi an ughabinahu. He says, I had literally seen hunger in the eyes of this dog. I could not, for the sake of me, eat the slice of bread alone, knowing that there is another creation of Allah that is going hungry. That was an animal. Hassan radiallahu ta'ala asked him, who does this, tell me, who's your master? He said, Abban bin Usman. Who does this garden belong to? He said, it belongs to my master. Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he searches for this man in Medina. He said, are you Abban bin Usman? He said, yes. That slave and that garden, how much do you want for it? He said, I want an X amount. He said, done deal. Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes back to this garden and he tells the slave, I have purchased you from your master, hence I liberate you. I purchased this garden, I gift it to you. Really, my brothers, when that character will come into the ummah, you know, I always give this example, you know, like on a light note, they say one day the scholar on a Friday ascends the pulpit addressing the congregants and he said, my brothers, today I have two messages for you. I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is we now have sufficient funds to complete the masjid project. That's the good news. But the bad news is the money is still in your pockets. I say, my brothers, as Muslims, we have good news and we have bad news. We have that formula, we have that recipe, we have that prescription, you know, of aiding the world and taking out the world from the turmoil and the mayhem it is experiencing. But the bad news is this formula is on the tongues of orators. This formula is on my bookshelf. This formula is in the masjid. If only you and I can stand up to the test of time and revive the impeccable character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the profound impact this will have on the broader world. Abdullah bin Mubarak had a non-Muslim neighbor. So he puts the house on the market and he asked for exorbitant price. Somebody told him that's the market value. How would you fetch that price? He says, no, no. One is the market value, but the person who moves into my house will have the privilege of being the neighbor of Abdullah bin Mubarak. I mean, today a Muslim moves next door. We all know what happens. So Abdullah bin Mubarak, when he heard about this, he was blown away. He comes to his neighbor and he said, I'm totally impressed at your kind sentiments. How about you accepting Islam? He said, Abdullah, what can I tell you? The day you move next door, I looked at your character. I became a Muslim that very day. I became a Muslim that very day. Allahu Akbar. So what did my Nabi say? The riwayat appears in Muslim. Lamma khalaqallahu al-ard. When Allah created the earth, ja'alat tamid. Allah placed mountains onto the earth to give it stability. You know, my brothers, we speak about scientific research. The Quran has much to do with science and astronomy. Study the Quran Kareem. When Allah had created the earth, it started moving around. Allah then placed mountains onto the earth to give it stability. When the angels had seen this huge creation, when they had seen the mountains, they asked Allah that, Ya Rabbi, hal fi khalqika shay'un ashaddu min al-jibal. Oh Allah, have you created anything stronger than the mountains? Allah said, yes, I have created al-hadid. Wa anzalna al-hadid fihi ba'sun shadid. I have created iron. The angels then asked Allah, have you created anything stronger than iron? Allah said, yes, I've created an-nar. I've created fire which can melt steel. The angels then asked Allah, هَلْ فِي خَلْقِكَ شَيْءٌ أَشَدُّ مِنَ النَّارِ. Anything stronger than fire? Allah said, yes, al-ma. I've created water which can extinguish fire. The angels then asked Allah, anything stronger than water you have created? Allah said, yes, ar-ri. I've created the winds which can change the direction of water. The angels then asked Allah, they're enjoying this dialogue with Allah, have you created anything stronger than the winds also? Allah said, yes, yes. Ibn Adam, yatasaddaq biyameeni, fayukhfiha min shimali. When the son of Adam gives charity with his right hand, that his left hand does not know about it. This is greater than everything that I have created. This is greater than everything that I have created. Hadith Qudsi, Ya Ibadi, Ataytukum Fadlan, Wasaaltukum Qardhan, Faman Atani Shay'an Mimma Ataytu, Ajjaltu Lahu Al-Ajil. Allah says, O my bondsmen, O my servants, I have given you surplus wealth. Occasionally I will ask you to spend on my name. That person who will give from that which I have given him, I will multiply what I have given you. If you will abuse the situation, you will refuse to give, Allah says, I will snatch. Allah says, I will snatch. So what does Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi say? Let me just leave you with these advisors. What does he say? That فَإِنَّ فِي الصَّدَقَ أَشْرَ خِسَالٍ مَحْمُودًا. There are 10 benefits in charity. خَمْسَةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَخَمْسَةٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. 5 you will see instantly in this world, and 5 Allah will reserve for you in Akhirah. The first benefit, what does he say? Allah will grant you barakah in your health. Allah will grant you barakah in your health. Number 2, Allah will grant you barakah in your wealth. Number 3, he writes, إِدْخَالُ السُّرُورِ عَلَى الْمَسَاكِينَ. It brings joy to that poor man. Allah forbid, today that poor man is indebted to that wealthy man. On Qiyamah's day, the tables will be turned. Allah will tell that poor man, walk around in Jannah. Undhuru man at'amakum fillahi luqma. Go and see if you could find anyone who had given you a morsel to eat, who had given you a sip of water to drink. What did my Nabi say? I will prefer walking with a man to satisfy his hunger and his needs than to sit for 1 month in Masjid al-Nabawi for i'tikaf. My brothers, whilst you are planning your next vacation, someone in your own family does not have a proper roof above their head. Whilst you're having a 10-course meal, what did my Nabi say? شَرُّ الطَّعَامِ الْوَلِيمَ. The worst food is the food of the walima. Walima is a great sunnah. Which walima Allah's Nabi is referring to? What the Nabi of Allah prophesied more than 1400 years ago. Aren't we seeing it today? What did he say? You will invite the wealthy and you will not invite the poor. My brother, I always say this, that wealthy man, whether you put prawns on the table, whether you have a 20-course meal, he will leave moaning and groaning. The function he will attend next week will be better than yours. My Nabi said, invite that poor man, he will pick up his hands, the riwayat of Tirmidhi, inna min ibadillah, amongst the servants of the Almighty Allah are those, law aqsama ala Allahi la abarra. He will eat that plate of food. Wallahi, he will make dua for you. It will trouble with your generations. He will pick up his hands. Allah will open up the doors of Jannah. Allah will open up the doors of Jannah. My brothers, the month of Ramadan is coming. Capitalize on this opportunity. Wallahi, open up our hearts. But this should be a practice not only in Ramadan, but throughout the year. Let me leave you with this narration. Nabi Ali Salam one day is sitting with his companions. And Nabi Ali Salam was holding a date in his hand. And Nabi Ali Salam took the date and he passed it to one of his companions. And he said, oh my Sahaba, do you know what is the virtue of what I had done? Nabi Sahaba said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and his Nabi know best. Nabi Ali Salam said that that person who will feed one person for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah, Allah will give him the reward as though he fed Adam alayhi salam. That person who feeds two people for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will give him the reward as though he fed Adam alayhi salam and Bibi Hawa. That person who feeds three people for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will give him the reward as though he fed Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam and Israfil alayhi salam. You feed four people for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will give you the reward of every person that recited the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil and the Quran. You feed five people for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah, Allah will give you the reward of every person that performed five daily salah. You feed six people for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will give you the reward as though you freed 60 slaves from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam. You feed seven people for the pleasure of Allah, the seven doors of Jahannam will be closed for you. You feed eight people for the pleasure of Allah, the hadith goes on, the eight doors of Jannah will be opened for you. What Allah is not prepared to give us. My brothers, the month of Ramadan, let us capitalize on this opportunity. Make this the turning point in our lives. I always give this example. You know, in a soccer match, when the scores are tied 0-0, the last 5 minutes, every player exerts himself to the maximum. Why? The last few minutes could decide the goal. Once the final whistle is blown, you can score 10 goals. It makes absolutely no difference. Once the crescent of Shawwal is sighted, what you could achieve in Ramadan. What did my Nabi say? If people only knew what Allah has kept in Ramadan, people will desire that the entire year be the blessed month of Ramadan. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. I leave you with two messages. Number one, like they say in English, no one in this world is sinless. No one is sinless. But every one of us can make a concerted effort to sin less in the world. Especially in Ramadan. Open Ma'ariful Quran under the commentary of the verses. وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Where a person will stand up before the Almighty Allah. Allah will tell him, open your books of deeds. He will say, O my Allah, I fasted the entire month of Ramadan. I don't find it to my credit. Allah will tell him, yes, yes. Because you used to backbite about people, I have omitted the entire month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala protect us. So like I said, no one is sinless. But every one of us can make a concerted effort to sin less in the world. And like they say in English, not everyone in this world can do great things. Not everyone can do great things. But my brother, each and every one of us has that ability of doing simple things in a great way. Everyone has that ability of doing simple things in a great way. We beg the Almighty Allah on this blessed day of Jumu'ah, Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability that we can witness this blessed month of Ramadan and we can make this Ramadan the turning point in our lives.